Good morning.
各位早上好。
What a joy that we can come together to worship our dear God.
今天真的是非常喜乐，我们可以在一起敬拜我们的主。
Before the worship service started,
在这个敬拜开始之前呢，
I noticed this congregation has a lot mature Christians.
我注意到在我们的会众当中有很多成熟的基督徒。
That reminds me of a little story.
就提醒我，让我想起有一个故事。
There's a guy who had an extraordinary experience with a big flood.
有一个人呢，他有一个非常奇异的这个大水的一个经历。
His whole village was destroyed by the overrun of the rivers.
因为他的这个整个村庄呢，被这个河流漫过了。
But because he is a believer,
因为他是一个信徒,
and he is a faithful believer,
而且他是一个非常忠实的信徒,
and maybe he is even a Baptist.
他可能也是一个浸信会的会友吧。
So he prayed fervently.
所以他就在那里非常迫切的祷告。
And a miracle happened.
然后就有一个这个奇迹发生了。
Everybody else died.
别人都死了。
He is only survival.
他是唯一的幸存者。
After the big flood,
然后大水漫过之后呢,
he traveled from place to place.
然后他就到处去游, 旅游。
He visited every single church who is willing to open door for him.
他就去到每一个愿意接待他的教会。
Then he always tell the pastor.
然后他就告诉每一个牧师。
He said, Pastor, you got to give me some time.
牧师啊，你一定要给我一些的时间。
I have such an extraordinary experience.Of the grace of God.
因为我经历了一场非常奇异的神的恩典。
And I really want to share with God's people.
我真的是想跟神的子民来分享。
So that's what he had been doing until he died.
这个就是他到在余生做的所有的事情。
After he died, he went to heaven.
当然他死了之后就去了这个天堂。
And our dear friend Peter greeted him. At the gate.
我们的这个老朋友彼得就来迎接他。
And the moment he saw Peter,
当他看到彼得的那一刻，
he said, "Brother Peter,"
他说彼得弟兄啊，
"Let me tell you."
让我告诉你。
Recording stopped. I have something extraordinary in my life.
我这一生经历了一个非常奇妙的事情。
Would you please call all the saints in the heaven?
你可不可以把天堂里面所有的圣徒都聚集在一起呢？
Such that I can share the wonderful grace of God.
以至于我可以把这个神的这个奇妙的恩典跟大家来分享。
And Peter looked at him.
然后彼得就看了他一眼。
Peter says, "Are you sure you want to do that?"
彼得说，你真的确定你要这样做吗？
He said, "Of course."
他说，当然了。
Peter said, "Let me remind you."
然后彼得说，让我告诉你。
Noah.
挪亚。
He will be one of the audience.
他会这个在听众当中。
You know Noah with his whole family through the big flood.
你知道这个挪亚经过洪水啊，他的一家是被得救的，被拯救的。
The reason.It reminds me of that story.
Recording in progress. 今天我要跟大家讲这个故事的原因
is I need all the mature Christians here.
因为我今天需要在座的成熟的基督徒
to pray for me.
为我来祷告
such that I will not behave like that guy.
以至于我不要像那个人一样这个张扬的
Shall we pray?
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for the privilege.
天父，我们感谢你，我们这样有这样的权柄。
We can be called your children.
我们以致可以得称为你的儿女。
And we can come boldly to the throne of grace.
我们可以在这个你的十架前得到这个恩典。
What a privilege!
这个是何等的这个权利。
That you, the mighty God.
你这样一位尊贵的神。
Glorious Creator,
这样一位荣耀的创造主
our Redeemer,
我们的救主
you are willing to be among us,
你愿意降卑在我们当中
at this very moment,
在此刻
When we gather in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们奉我们主耶稣基督的名聚集的时候，
and you're in our midst,
你就在我们当中。
May this reality,
愿你自己的荣美
be recognized by all your people,
得到你自己子民的尊崇。
May all our servers,
愿我们今天所有的侍奉
is for you,
都是为着你。
And for you alone.
单单为着你。
It is all about you.
因为我们存在是为着你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. The Bible verses we would like to continue in sharing with all those brothers and sisters who've been joined with us for the past couple of days retreat.
今天要跟大家分享的是继续在这个昨天跟已经跟一些弟兄姐妹分享的这个经文。
Here Elijah, after all the big events in his whole life.
我们看到说这个以利沙呢，在这个以利亚在经历了那样轰轰烈烈的事情之后呢
，He start to call Elisha.
然后他就去呼召这个以利沙。
And please note that in verse 19,
注意到在第十九节里面
it says, found Elisha.
我们看到说他找到这个以利沙。
It's not run into it.
他不是说偶遇的。
Among all the people in this whole planet,
在这个地球上所有的人
he was appointed.To search for a particular guy.
他是被神呼召去找一个特定的人。
And marvelously, he found it.
然后呢，他就找到了。
I don't know how many of you have tried to find somebody you never met.
我不知道你在这个人生当中有没有想去寻找过一个人。
Find someone you never met.
寻找一个你从来没有遇见过的人。
And see how hard it is.
你可以知道有多难吗？
But here it's so straightforward.
这个但是在这里看上去好像非常的简单。
He went and he found it.
他去了，他就找到。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
when we read the Bible,
当我们读圣经的时候，
we need the Holy Spirit to enlighten our eyes.
我们需要圣灵来光照我们。
Help us to see.
让我们能够看见。
Even this looks like something so normal.
看上去好像平淡无奇的事情。
It's extraordinary.
但是却是非凡的。
It is the sovereignty and the guidance of this mighty God.
这个就是神的主权和神的带领。
He found it.
他找到了。
He found this guy.
他找到了这个他要找的人。
And what this guy is doing?
这个人在干嘛呢？
He's doing a normal farmer's job.
他就做了一个普通农夫做的事情。
Oh, okay, I agree with you. He's not a normal farmer.
当然我同意你说他当然不是一个普通的农夫了。
Normal farmer don't have 12 pair of ox.
因为普通的农夫不会有十二对牛。
You can translate that you don't have Ferrari or Lamborghini, you know.
你可以就像说今天一个普通的农夫不会有法拉利有兰博基尼车。
He has 12 pairs of ox.
他有十二对的牛。
That means he's very well doing.
他这个说明他在当时是非常富有的。
But he's still a working farmer.
但是他还是在一个耕种的农夫。
And he found him.
然后这个他就被寻见了。
And Elijah didn't arouse the emotion of Elisha.
这是以利亚并没有这个去让这个以利沙觉得非常的兴奋。
You know, most of the mission conference, all the good speaker, they must play some tricks to make everybody feel the need of this desperate word.
你知道，在这个去鼓励大家去宣教的这种淫会上面，通常这个讲道的人呢，他们会用一种特别的方式让大家群情激愤。
Oh, look.Every minute, how many people are dying without Christ?
他们会说每一分钟有多少人因为有多少人死去而是没有认并且没有认识耶稣的呢
？Who is willing to go?
谁愿意去
Then so many people will sing in Nehemiah.
然后这个很多人会唱这个尼希米。
Which is the Hebrew words, "Here I am."
这个就是希伯来文说我在这里。
Send me.
差遣我。
What's wrong with that picture?
这个图画有什么问题吗
？Is we have so many volunteers.
因为今天我们有很多志愿者。
And yet, without the calling from God.
但是他们却没有神的呼召。
That's the reason 75% of the seminary students after 10 years will no longer serve in any churches.
这就是因为什么75%从神学院毕业的学生，十年之后就不在这个神的工厂上侍奉。
That's the reason 95% of the missionaries don't last more than 5 years.
也是因为95%的宣教士在五年之后他们就不干了。
Because we have so many people was arose by the need of this word.
因为我们有很多人是因为这个世界的需要被呼召去。
But my dear brothers and sisters,
但是我的亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，God don't need volunteer.
神不需要义工。
In the kingdom of God,
在神的国度里面
，is always draft. 永远是征兵制。
你永远是被去征兵的。
You are called.
你是被呼召去的。
You are specifically called for different things.
你是被呼召去做一个特别的事工的。
Here we see.
我们在这里看到。
Elijah came along.
以利沙呢？这个以利亚来了。
He just put his cloak on Elijah.
他把他的外衣搭在以利沙的身上。
For you, for me.
对你，对我来讲。
What's a big deal?
这个好像没有什么奇怪的事情。
Give me your cloak.
就是一个外衣。
You cannot carry it yourself?
你也可以自己去穿一件外衣的。
Do you need me to do it?
你为什么要我的外衣呢
？Or you want to give that to me as a gift?
如果你要给我一件外衣，那就给我吧。
We have no idea.
我们可能没有什么意这个对什么这个事情没有什么意义。
But back then.
但是在当时的年代。
For Elisha,
对于这个以利亚来说呢？
以利沙
来说呢
？He knows exactly what that action means.
他完全知道这个行为的意义是什么。
He knows that Elijah came upon him and telling him, "Yes, it's you."
他知道以利亚来是要专门要告诉他说，你就是那个人。
You're the one who is going to follow me.
你就是那个要跟从我的人。
You're the one who is going to carry on the baton.
你就是那个要传承我衣钵的人。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，The calling of God,
神的呼召
，come to every single servant of God,
是对每一个神的用人来到的。
It always come in a very ordinary manners.
一直是用一个普通平淡的不能再平淡的方式来到的。
If you look at how Moses was called,
你回想一下摩西是怎么被呼召的呢
？He's not joining a special conference.
他没有去参加一个特别的营会。
He's not waiting for a big revival and people play music for days.
他没有在那里被这个奋兴这个唱的这个赞美的诗歌几天几夜。
So when you are hypnotized, everybody get called.
如果你被催眠的话呢，好像每个人都会感到被呼召了。
Moses was tending his father-in-law's sheep.
摩西在牧养他岳父的羊。
Can you find more boring job?
你可以再找到一个更加这个令人这个乏味的工作吗
？Sheep,
羊。
They don't play with you.
他们不这没有什么令人兴奋的事情。
They're stupid.
羊看上去真的是很愚蠢的。
Stubborn.
也是很固执的。
I'm sorry, I'm not talking about you.
对不起，我不是在指你们。
But the Bible says we all like sheep.
但是圣经说我们都如羊。
Walking a street.
走迷路。
Isn't it?
是吗？
Moses was just dealing with a bunch of sheep.
摩西就是在牧那一群羊。
And yet, the glory of God appeared to him.
但是神的荣光向他显现。
I have no time to walk through all the people's calling in the Bible.
我今天没有时间跟大家来重复这个圣经当中人是怎么被呼召的。
From Abraham.
从亚伯拉罕。
To Isaiah.
到以撒。
Even Peter.
甚至彼得。
It is all very ordinary.
都是平淡无奇的经历。
Some of you maybe say, "Wait a minute."
有的人说，等一下。
There is one guy.
但是有一个人。
His calling is not normal.
他的这个被呼召是可不是平淡无奇了。
Paul.
保罗。
Remember him?
记得吗
？Oh yeah.
啊，是的。
He's Paul. This Saul.
啊，这个扫罗。
His calling is not normal.
他的这个被呼召并不是平淡无奇的。
Is on his way to persecute the people of God.
是他要去这个残害神的子民的时候。
What do you mean by not normal?
你说是个不平淡、不平常是什么意思呢
？That's Saul's daily job.
这个是扫罗平常一直在做的事情啊。
That's his passion.
这个是他的热忱。
To grab those people who follow Jesus and put them into jail.
他所做的就是抓住主耶稣、跟从主耶稣的人，把他们关到监狱里面去。
That's his daily job.
这个是他每天做的事情。
God is going to call every one of us.
神要呼召我们每个人。
Is in our daily life.
就是在我们普普通通过每一天日子的时候。
You are called to be a faithful husband.
你被呼召做一个忠实的丈夫。
You're called to be a loving wife.
你被呼召成为一个有爱心的妻子。
You're called to be a good father.
你被呼召成为一个好的父亲。
You're called to be a good employee.
你被呼召成为一个好的职员。
And on and on and on.
如此，如此。
Yes, the call seems to be sudden for Elisha.
这个呼召对于这个以利沙来讲是非常突然的。
But the call is not unplanted.
但是这个呼召并不是偶然的。
My dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Have you ever thought, out of blue, this farmer got a message from God, says, "Hey, it is you."
亲爱的弟兄们，你们想到过这个农夫突然有一天从神那里得到一个信息说你就是那个人
？Why will he be willing?
为什么他会愿意呢？
Will he be prepared for that?
他甚至有没有预备好呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, there are so many things was not recorded in the Bible.
圣经当中没有记全这些的这个背景。
It doesn't mean those things doesn't happen.
但是并不代表说这些事情都没有发生。
The sovereign God who planned the calling of Elijah.
我们这一位的这个有权柄的主。准备去呼召这个以利沙的时候
，The same sovereign Lord had been prepare him in the secret place.
神的天使早就在暗中预备他了。
He was well prepared.
他已经完全预备好。
The moment he heard that,
当他听到呼召的时候
，He had no struggle.
他并没有任何的挣扎。
He's not like Some of the brothers and sisters I know.
他并不像有一些的弟兄姐妹。
Oh, God is calling me to the full-time ministry.
哎呀，神叫我去全职侍奉啊。
What a disaster!
哦，这个多惨的事情。
Oh, what am I going to do?
我要做什么呢
？Oh, I have to live by faith now.
我现在要凭信心生活了。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
If you look at someone who is really called by God,
如果你看到有一个人真的被神呼召
you won't see that kind of reaction.
你不会看到那样的反应的。
The reaction will be, thank you.
那种反应应该说是感谢神。
Who am I?
我是一个什么样的人呢？
How could you ever choose me?
你怎么会有这样的恩典来拣选我呢？
Elisha was so happy that he's willing.
伊丽莎那么样的喜乐，以致他愿意。
Not only to tell him, yes, I'm going to follow you.
他不仅说是的，我要来跟随你。
He's so happy. He wants to share the happiness with all his friends.
他喜乐到一个程度，他要把他的喜乐跟他的这个家人和朋友都来分享。
He kills the ox.
他把牛宰了。
Today,
今天
anyone of you know how much an ox costs?
你们知道一头牛值多少钱吗？
2,000 US?
2,000 块美金。
3,000?
3,000 块。
Lately, I was told that inflation is really bad.
当然现在最近有人告诉我这个通胀非常厉害。
But my dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
in today's society, an ox is not a big amount of money.
今天虽然这个一头牛并不是很多钱。
But back then,
但是当时候，
an ox,
一头牛，
probably worth it.A house,
相当于一栋房子的价值。
Is that clear?
你们清楚吗？
He is willing to give up such large amount of money to celebrate the call from God.
他愿意付上这么大的一笔的这个代价，愿用来庆祝他被神呼召的这个事件。
Why he is willing to do that?
为什么他要这样做呢？
Of course, he's.Properly prepared by God for all these years.
因为他被神好好的预备，就是为了这一刻。
He knew there's no other things in the whole universe is more glorious than to be called by God.
因为他知道在整个宇宙当中没有比被神呼召来的更荣耀的事情。
What's even more?
当然还有更多的。
Please pay a little bit of attention.
请大家有更多的关注。
Is what he used to cook the ox?
他用什么去煮那个牛呢？
Are you telling me that he have no way to find any other wood around on his farm?
你不要告诉我他在他的农场上面找不到其他的木头。
No, I don't believe you.
我不相信。
Because I visit Israel myself.
因为我自己也曾经对这个跟有过农业的经验。
And in Israel, all every single farm in between many places, they have many sheds or wood.
因为在以色列啊，在农场跟农场之间，甚至在农场上面有很多的木头的。
He purposely burned the.Tools, he's making his living.
他定义要把他这个以谋生的这个器具，就是套牛的器具啊，给烧掉。
He knows the cost of his calling.
他知道他被呼召要付出的代价。
Most of the people when we read these verses,
有很多人看到这一段的经文的时候
，we know the cost is he is not.Willing to let go his affection with his family.
以为说他好像对他的这个家庭还恋恋不舍。
Of course.
当然。
That is part of the cause.
这个是对家庭的这种怀念，但是要他付出的代价的一部分。
But dear brothers and sisters, the cause is far more just than a affection.
因为跟从神的呼召，听从神的呼召要付出的代价，远远要超过这个对家人的这个依恋，这个要付出的代价。
Security，
安全感。
Financial support，
经济的来源。
Your status on，
这个你的社会地位。
Among your people， all I'm trying to say is，
我想要告诉大家的。
Everyone。When he was called by God to follow him,
当一个人被神呼召要跟从神的时候，
it looks like you have to give up everything.
好像你要放下所有的一切。
But let me tell you,
但是让我告诉你，
that's the beginning of for you to gain everything.
这个是你要获得所有的最有价值的东西的开始。
I'm pretty sure you're very familiar with the story that a rich young man who asked Jesus, "Good Master, what should I do to inherit eternal life?"
你们大家一定记得有一个年轻的这个年轻的官来找耶稣基督说，良善的父子，我要做什么才能够进入天国呢？
After all the conversation, Jesus looked at him, and the Bible says Jesus loved him.
然后他们说了一大堆的话，然后圣经告诉我们说，耶稣看着他就爱他。
Then Jesus tell him, "Let go everything and follow me."
然后耶稣告诉他说，你放下所有的来跟从我吧。
I love one of the young people who studied the Bible with me.
我非常喜欢有一个年轻人跟我一起学圣经的。
When we study this paragraph,
当我们学到这一段经文的时候
he said, "Oh my."
他说这个，哎呀。
Jesus loved him.
耶稣爱他哦。
So Jesus wanted him to give up everything.
所以耶稣要他放弃所有的。
What kind of love?
这种爱是什么爱呢？
I thought Jesus loved him.
我以为耶稣真的爱他呢。
Jesus says, "Don't worry, I will bless you, blessing upon blessing."
耶稣应该说啊，我爱你，所以呢，我要恩上加恩，这个祝福你。
Won't you think that way too?
你是不是也这样想？
You think that follow God is God give me this, give me this, give me that?
你以为跟从这个主就要给你这个给你那个吗？
No, Jesus says let go everything.
耶稣却说，这个变卖你所有的。
My dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
let me challenge you one thing.
让我来给你一个挑战。
This young rich ruler.
这一个年轻的官
He's very rich.
他真的很有钱。
He has a lot of money.
他有很多的钱。
He's not willing to let go.
他并不愿意变卖所有的。
My question to you is,
我对你的
Is he more riches if he followed Jesus, or he become more poor if he followed Jesus?
我请问你，他到底跟随主会更加富有，还是更穷了呢
？Think about it.
思考一下。
The true richness is not how much you possessed.
真正的财富不是你拥有多少。
I know many people possess many, many, many properties, money, stocks.
我认识一些人，他们有数不尽的家产，有数不尽的这个股票、金钱。
But they're very poor.
但是他们却非常的贫穷。
Because no, they cannot enjoy what God given to them.
因为他们并不能够享受神给他们的东西。
The true richness is you will never have any wants.
真正的富有说是你从来不会有任何的这个
缺乏。If he followed Jesus,
如果他跟随主耶稣。
He has absolutely nothing to worry about his financial need.
因为他跟随主耶稣，他绝对不会在金钱上有任何的需要缺乏。
Agree?
同意吗？
Yes.
是的。
The call from God is very costly.
神的呼召通常是要付上代价的。
But the really cost.Of not to following the call of God is even more costly.
但是你拒绝神的呼召，付出的代价会更大。
When we come to verse 21,
当我们看到第二十一节的时候
，I would really appreciate if you can read with me.
我非常这个希望大家能够跟我一起来读。
So.
Elijah
left him and went back. He took his yoke of the ox, slaughtered them, burned the plotting equipment to cook the meat, and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out to follow Elijah and became his servant.Our version translates into became his servant.
我们的版本翻译是他这个
服侍他。In the original language.
但是在原文当中呢。
It means he pour water on his hand.
原文只是他倒水在这个以利亚的手上。
Pour water on his hand.
他倒水在以利亚的手上。
If you read forward to 2 Kings chapter 3,
如果你读到列王记下的这个第三章的时候呢？
When people are talking about where can we find a prophet?
大家在问我们从哪里寻找到先知呢？
And it is very easy to find out.
我们就很容易的看到。
So there is that guy.
哦，有一个人说，那边有一个这个先知。
He used to pour water into the hand of Elijah.
他一直是这个倒水在这个以利亚的手上。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
you know what that means.
你知道我在说什么吗？
God didn't call us into something to be boast about.
神并不要我们呼召去做一个在人前可以显耀的事情。
God didn't call us to have some very flashy, glorious job.
神并不呼召我们去做一些非常显而易见、很有光荣的这个事情。
A lot of jobs God given to us are really boring.
神要我们呼召去做的事情，有的时候是非常这个普普通通的。
Nobody will look up to you.
人甚至不会这个尊重你。
What a wonderful job!
Oh, 这是一个多么好的工作！
You can pour water into the hand of Elijah.
你难道就是要倒水在这个以利亚的手上？
But let me ask you.
让我问你。
If it's God who ordained you to change the diaper for your kids,
如果神呼召你给你的孩子去换尿片。
Can you find anything else more glorious in this whole universe?
你难道能够在这个宇宙当中找到一个比这个事情更荣耀的事情去做吗？
There is so many strange concepts among the people of God.
今天在神的子民当中有一些非常奇怪的想法。
Somehow people says I have to standing on the pulpit to be somebody.
有的人说我一定要在讲台上才成为一个重要的人。
Some people think that I have to do something other people will recognize, then I'm serving God.
有的人认为说我要被人认识，我这个才是在服侍神。
But my dear brothers and sisters,
但是我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
to do, to live the life of Christ,
要活出耶稣基督的生命，
His humbleness,
他的谦卑。
His meekness,
他的柔和
；His gentleness,
他的温柔
；In whatever you do,
在你做的任何的事情上面
，Do it in the name of the Lord.
以为神而做
，That is serving Him.
他这个就是侍奉主。
You'll never become a missionary just because you're not at home.
你从来不会因为你离开了这个家里就成为了一个宣教士。
If you are not a missionary at home, you are not a missionary aboard.
如果你在家不是一个宣教士，你也不会成为主的宣教士。
How I pray.
我怎么样祷告呢？
I pray that God will have mercy on each one of us.
我祷告神会向我们每一个人有怜悯。
That we will be working with God.
我们与神同工。
In our daily life,
在我们每一天的日常生活当中
，No matter what he called us to do,
不管他呼召我们做什么
，We are his servant.
我们是他的用人。
He is our Lord.
他是我们的主。
He sent us to do anything.
他可以差派我们去做任何的事情。
We'll be more than happy to do it.
我们会欣然去做。
Anyone who have this type of attitude to live in front of him,
如果有一个人存这样的心智在主的面前活着，
he is a Elijah.
他就是今天的这个以利沙，
a servant of God.
神的仆人。
May God reach you, bless each one of you by His own word.
愿神用他自己的话语来祝福你们。
Shall we pray?
我们一起来祷告。
May your name be exalted among your people.
神啊，愿你的名在你的子民当中被尊崇。
May your will be done among your people.
愿你的旨意在你的民当中能够被遵行。
And may your blessing be upon all your people.
愿你的祝福临到你自己的子民。
We thank you for open up your holy scripture.
我们感谢你今天赐给我们你自己的话语。
Through the Holy Spirit.
接着圣灵。
To your holy people.
传给你自己的圣灵。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.